All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, October 11th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a three-game college football main slate on this Friday. And then we have NHL going on as well. I believe on the NHL side, we have a four-game main slate over there. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern. We do that show Monday through Friday. If you ever want to get signed up, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord and let me know what sport/slate you want me to review, and I will add you to the list for the next show. All right, with that said, let's get SaberSim up here and let's jump into questions. So the first question came from the Discord, and the question is, what is the best way to spread 200 lineups across 400 entries without duplicating any lineups in the same contest? Good question. So what you're going to want to do is use one of our unique fill methods in direct fill. So let's run some lineups here for this college football main slate later this evening. And we're just going to build 500 lineups. That way it doesn't take too long here. Build is almost done here. Lineups are finalizing and loading. All right, cool. So we're in the post build here, right? So let's say that, you know, let's simplify it, right? Let's say you want to use 20 lineups across 40 entries, right? So if you come in here and you click the three dots next to save, and then you go down to either unique rank or unique random. So one of these two options, basically what it's going to do is it is going to make sure that every single lineup gets used at least once before any lineup is repeated. Now, the second thing it will do is it will make sure that when the lineup gets repeated, the lineup gets put into a different contest first before being repeated in the same contest. So if you have, you know, if you have a number of entries, right? If you have like the 20 lineups and the 40 entries, it's not going to use one lineup in the same contest twice unless it has no other option. So you want to stick with unique rank or unique random here, and those two options are going to be your best friend. All right. Good question there. That was actually our only question to get us started today. So we're going to basically just continue here with a build demo for college football. So, you know, first thing we did was make two adjustments, two projections, kicked off this build, no filters or rules. You know, there's no default rules here for college football because they have a super flex spot instead of a defense. So now what I could do is I could go over to my contest tab, go and set up a contest sim. I'm just going to take the top contest here. And then I'm going to go back to my build. And build looks funny, so I'm going to do a little hard refresh here. All right, build back to normal. I'm going to click run contest sim. And we're going to run this, right? So let's let this go. Move some columns around while we wait. Just want to get my exposure, pool, leverage in sight here. And we're just letting this run, right? So one thing that we noticed doing the college football build review, we did our first college football analysis on the Build Review Show yesterday is that even main slates, even, you know, 14 game main slates, duplication was actually very, very high, which surprised me a ton, right? So especially on this 3-game slate, I would definitely be accounting for duplication. Now, part of this is hard because you don't know how much to account for it. So like the way I like to handle duplication is like I will basically play a slate and not care about it and then go back and review the results and then figure out like, hey, do I actually need to care about duplication or not? And like the post contest sim is going to tell you that because you're going to see like your average dupes and you're going to see the lineups that were duplicated. How did they do and stuff like that? So I'm just going to apply the filters that we talked about yesterday, which were two. One of them, and let's get rid of these. One of them was to chop off the highest owned lineups. So you would put show lineups with ownership less than, and then you would make up a number, right? So maybe I say 300. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get rid of like the highest 10 to 20% owned lineups and get rid of those. So 300, not high enough. So let's try 350. Okay, that's a little bit better, but still like too high. 400, we're getting pretty close, right? So maybe like 405. So at 405, we've gotten rid of about 20% of lineups. Okay, great. And then I would come in here and then we talked about a projection one because that seemed to be important as well. Let's try like 140. And then you actually want to turn the other one off so you could just see the independent effect here. One other thing I'll do is I'll name these because they're going to stay here. And if I have this set up with a name, I could just like know what it's for going forward. That way, every time I load up a college football main classic slate, these will be present. Okay, let me turn this ownership one off. Let's go back into the projection one, 145. Let's start increasing here. Let's try 150. So 150, we get to about 10%, right? You know, I give a range 10 to 20 because I don't want to be super strict there. So this is fine, right? This is like 12% or something like that. So then I put both of them on together now. And I've gotten rid of 171 lineups total. So this is cool, right? I'm happy with this. I think this is good. And then now I would go back, say I'm playing, you know, 20 lineups or whatever it is here. So then I go and this is probably where I would start for like this week. And then I would come back and review these results. And like, if I'm still duplicating a lot, if this isn't enough, then I would probably do some type of geometric mean filter here and add that even on top of these other two. But I won't know how these two work until I play them, right? So try this out first, right? Based on what we studied yesterday, see how it goes and then adjust accordingly, right? And the great thing is that, you know, there's a 3-game slate today, but then if you go and look tomorrow, there are like 3 different slates, right? The main slate, the afternoon slate, the night slate, and then the late night slate, right? So 4 classic slates. So you could try this today, see how it does in the morning, adjust for the other 4 classic slates tomorrow and go from there, right? So like you're a college football guy, you mostly play on Saturday, but you want to like test some stuff like, hey, those Thursday slates, those Friday slates can be really, really useful for like trial and error purposes. Or what you could do, right? Just thinking off the top of my head. You do one contest with just these 2 filters, and then you do the other contest with like a 3rd filter with GeoMean, and then you go and compare the results across those 2 separate contests tomorrow, and then figure out what strategy worked better, right? That's another way you could do that. So there's always different ways and different things you can do. All right, getting back to the build, we have an average projection aggregate metric. I'm going to add an average ROI one. And I'm going to make sure I'm sorting by the ROI that I want. Now, this looks good, right? 164.2 average projection, 123 average ROI. I'm going to start increasing my uniques here. And let's go to two. Let's go to three. So at three, we see kind of a big jump here, right? At one, we're at 123% ROI. At two, we are at 122% ROI. And then at three, we jump all the way down to 98%. So I'd probably stop at two. I like this change better than the additional 20% that we lose. As long as you're okay with, you know, these leverages and stuff, then it's cool, right? Like, yeah, we have 100% of a player, but they're, you know, 79% owned. We have 95% of a player, they're 74% owned. So, you know, these ownerships are high. These leverages actually aren't that big, even though the exposures are big, right? So always come in here, verify that you're comfortable with your top leverages, with your bottom leverages too, right? Inversely sort there, the players that you're taking a stand against. And once you're, you know, satisfied with everything that you've seen, then you'd be ready to rock and roll, right? So I can come in here, click save, save my lineups, and then upload them to the fantasy site. And I'd be perfectly happy with these lineups. But, all right, let's jump back to Discord. No additional questions here at the moment. So reminder, we do have our build review show at 5 p.m. Eastern. Got a couple people signed up today. We'll be studying some NFL showdown, so it should be fun. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll see you all in about 49 minutes. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.